Come on down to Rasoy at Blackstone Place in lovely Pawtucket, Rhode Island. You'll be transported to the heart of Delhi as you're greeted and served by a delightful, ambiguously gay Hindi waitstaff. Enjoy finest Indian cuisine, kingfisher ales, spicy lamb vindaloo, basmati rice, tasty papadoms, and delicious curry mango chutney. Don't forget to ask for a basket of our delicious naan bread, or maybe just one piece. No, you should probably go for a full basket. So delicious, you'll think Annapurna herself is in our kitchen. Top off your meal with a refreshing scoop of mango ice cream, subject to availability. Rasoy, in lovely Blackstone Place, Pawtucket. Come on down! Kingfisher Ales are actually Kingfisher Lagers. You may risk derision if you actually order a Kingfisher Ale.
Oh, God.
That's brilliant.
Lovely. Lovely Rasoy. Treated us well tonight, except, of course, as the advert says, subject to availability, no mango chutney.
No mango ice cream.
Ice cream, sorry, what, yeah.
They had a chutney. Well, curry, but...
Mango curry, yeah. But, apparently, it was all sold out yesterday night.
Right. Yesterday night, that was good.
But, oh, God. Gotta
Seems
love
like
wrestling.
A lot of places don't do their ordering very well. Didn't we go to Centerfields once, and they didn't have something on the menu?
A dessert, again,
yes,
a dessert.
I think.
Yeah. Cobbler.
Very disappointing.
Wasn't it apple cobbler or
I
something?
I think it was.
Yeah. Right.
So what do you think, Barbara? First time, Rasoy?
I really enjoyed it. I really did. I liked my lamb saag.
Mm-hmm.
Mango curry.
Yep.
Curry.
The date and nut naan.
Coconut.
Coconut naan. That was delicious.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. And yeah. I liked my Kingfisher
lager.
Yeah.
Apparently you can risk derision if you call it an ale.
I guess. So I just say, I'll have the same.
There you go. Wait for someone else to order.
Right.
Didn't that actually happen to you, though, Ed? Like, didn't you actually order a Kingfisher Ale?
Tonight? Today?
No, but,
or the first time around?
The other day, yeah.
Yeah, that's where that came from.
Yeah, could you explain that a bit?
Yeah, it was Greg, myself, and our old pal, Andy.
Former host.
May he rest in peace.
Right.
In the Himalayas. Foothills of the Himalayas, or wherever he was.
Oh, is that where he is?
No, he's dead.
I thought he died in Canada.
Died in the... Well, oh, yeah, that's where it was.
Well,
right?
We actually cremated what was left of him, and it spread over the grounds of Smithfield, Rhode Island.
Oh, right.
And La Minge.
Right.
Kent, Sussex, England, wherever that is. I don't know. Anyway,
right.
So it was the three of us who were there for lunch, and... excuse me. And the waiter came up and he's like, oh, can I get you something to drink? I was like, yeah, I'll have a Kingfisher Ale. And he's standing right next to me at the end of the table and he's like, it's actually a lager. And I was like, oh, because, I mean, I knew it was, but because of the stupid advert from the first time I did it, I just made it up on the fly. And I just threw out, you know, tasty papadons, Kingfisher Ales. And it was just an ale for some reason.
Right.
But the guy caught it and he friggin' called me out on it.
He did.
And he was like, it's actually a lager. And I was like, yeah, right. It's a lager. I'll have a Kingfisher lager then. And then Greg and Andy, we were like, yeah, geez, you know, what the hell?
Oh, my God.
It was pretty funny. It was really funny.
Like, it was literal derision. He was mocking you.
Wasn't he? I mean, it was like a very derisive tone. I was just like, what? I'm like, what? Jesus.
Yeah.
So, that's the story of that. And that's, so, but when we actually reproduced the adverts, Cobby Inc. did some research, and they decided to keep the original Kingfisher Ale in with a disclaimer at the end.
What is the disclaimer?
Kingfisher Ales are actually Kingfisher Lagers. You may risk derision if you actually order a Kingfisher Ale. Something like that.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
God. Oh, nicely done.
Yeah.
So, Greg, what did your research pull up? Did you
nothing.
Figure out? Not a fucking thing,
not,
huh?
Nothing.
Yeah. You lazy sod.
Yeah.
Useless cunt.
You know what?
Wow.
As a man, I find that term offensive.
Well, that's the British sense of the word, where it's not as offensive.
I think it is even offensive there.
No, not really.
Pretty...
They spew it out all over the place.
Barbara, what's your take on it?
You know what? Honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't get offended by words, really. I mean, it's a word.
What
it's not
words
like
for? Well, no, but it's like, it's no use talking at all.
Whatever.
Why don't you actually try listening to Barbara?
Yeah, go on.
No, it's put it this way. I try not to use the word myself. As hard as it is, no. But I try to clean up my language sometimes.
Wait a minute. There are a lot of opportunities that come up where you want to say that word, but you force yourself not to?
Well, if I want to call someone a name, it's usually if I'm driving or...
Oh, go on.
If, it, you know, and someone cuts me off.
Road rage kicks in.
It's like a little, you know, but it's not like I would ever call someone that to their face or in a, you know...
Do you think it's different calling a guy that word as opposed to a woman?
I don't know. What is the equivalent for a guy? You prick? No, that's not that
dick,
bad.
Dick,
prick.
Cock. Not cock.
Well, anatomically, it's the same, but I mean, or it would be the similar thing, but...
Spit it out.
But doesn't...
But in terms of the real gut feeling when you call someone that, it's just...
Yeah.
But I do think in America, it's considered much more harsh and cringe-inducing than in the British Isles, in England and Ireland.
Maybe so.
Do you know what I mean?
So but, but I find it interesting that Barbara doesn't find it to be that bad, because if you talk to a lot of girls, you know, they find it to be one of the worst words imaginable.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Put it this way, if I ever... heard one of my kids use that word, I would come down on them pretty hard. Because I just think when you use that word, often if it's not in a certain context where you're kidding around with your friends or whatever, you come across as really crass.
Yeah, like if someone was, let's say you were at the grocery store or whatever and somewhere, and some stranger, he had some confrontation with a stranger or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like fed up and he was like, you know, get the hell out of my way, you effing C.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be...
That would be bad.
That would be bad. Like, I think you would feel that one.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whereas me just calling Greg a silly cunt isn't really...
Kind of hurts my feelings, though.
Well, because you're, you know, a bit of a pansy. Because you're just a dopey cunt.
Right.
You twat.
But I think also, if you say that to a woman, if you call a woman that,
right,
it's a whole different order of magnitude, because there's sort of that emotion behind it. You know, you're reducing them to one, you know what I mean?
And I think it's almost a double meaning. Go you know, on. Like for the men, I mean, it sounds, obviously it's the same word. It sounds the same, but it's kind of like.
You're just saying you're an asshole.
You're an ass. You're a dick. Usually it's the equivalent of like, you're an idiot. You know, doesn't really mean you're, I don't know. It just seems like it is kind of like, oh, you stupid cunt. You know, like.
If you say it like that.
Yeah, exactly. But if you went up to a woman like, you know, and it's like, you know, directly. As an precision insult, mm-hmm. like you know, screw you, like that's a totally different context.
But if someone said that to me in that context, which I actually, it hasn't happened yet.
That's pretty good.
You know.
That's
but
good.
I don't know. I don't think I would have my feelings hurt and be like, oh, boo hoo. I'd be like, that guy is out of his mind. It wouldn't. I wouldn't look at it as a reflection on me at all. I'd look at it as a reflection that guy is nuts, and I'm walking, getting away as far and as quickly as I can.
Yeah, it would definitely be fair warning.
Yeah,
steer clear of someone like
but
that.
But I wouldn't have my feelings hurt by someone like that.
Hmm. Well, but at the same time, it's because it's someone you don't. I guess it would hurt more if it was someone that you actually knew and actually cared about calling you that.
And
like if it's a complete stranger, you're right. You're like, screw this guy. But it's also like,
so
come from him. Who gives a shit?
Right. So if one of my friends, if I got in a fight with one of my friends and they called me that, I look at that as they've lost control.
Right.
They really don't mean it. They just have flown off the the handle. Yeah.
That's a good way to approach it.
I've used that word a couple of times in the past.
Oh, can you tell us a story?
No.
Come on.
No.
That's an excellent story.
No. But all I was going to say is that when I did use it, it was because I was so furious and so angry that it seemed like that was the only word that could convey how furious I was. You know what I mean?
Right, and cut the bullshit.
Yeah.
And stop and just get everyone's attention and cut the bullshit and just this.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like we have no other way of expressing how you feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or that magnitude of anger or whatever. But it seems like that word it perfectly encapsulates that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe. Were you saying it to the person or were you saying it about a person?
I'm trying to remember now.
I just had to giggle because I thought of the Beloved Aunt episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Go on.
Actually, I think he did say it to a person, but we'll leave it at that because he doesn't want to.
I got you off the hook.
Yeah,
I forget.
Yeah, and he was squirming. I mean, all too happy to jump right off.
Maybe her little story about the Beloved Aunt would be.
It's just about
funny.
A TV show. Nothing exciting.
A life jacket for young Greg.
I don't know. Curb is pretty good.
It is. It is. I love it. You don't really like it that much, Ed, do you?
It's all right.
I just think it's so funny.
I've watched a handful of episodes.
It's known for not liking good television, though.
Fuck you.
Well, I'm just saying that if the Bruins are on, then everything's fine, but...
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Of course everything's fine. I'm DVR on the game right now. Please don't tell me the score, people. Even though you'll be listening to this Tuesday, 3 days after the game.
I love that, last night in the pub, they had two basketball games on, and Ed...
Four. The four screens, the same
Ed's
game.
Not even looking at a TV, and we're all talking, and none of us paying attention. He's like, ah, oh, it bothered him. Just the NBA going on in the background.
I believe my quote was, I said, I'd feel much more comfortable if there was a hockey game on right now.
Wow.
He's getting all...
Yeah. Ugh. I just hate the NBA. I hate it. I hate it, and I hate that people like it. Do you know what I'm saying?
That they like basketball?
Yeah, it really annoys me.
Why?
Because it's a shitty league.
Oh.
It's a shitty, shitty league. The league is awful.
Yeah, that's what he thinks.
Anyway, let's not go into that. So, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, right. Well, it was just that...
Beloved Aunt?
His wife's aunt died, and Larry was responsible for putting the obituary in the paper. And it said there was a typo.
He wrote beloved
aunt of, but they changed the A in aunt to a C and there was a typo. So in the obituary it said beloved cunt. And the next scene is like her whole family turns on him, like he actually put that in the paper. It was hilarious and they're all like screaming,
nice.
What he did, and he's like, it's a typo.
Right.
I obviously didn't, you know, it was just really, and that episode had, that was the one where he had the shades, the glasses, and he copped a feel off Jeff's mother.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or something, but anyway, that's funny. It's such a good show.
Yeah, it's funny. I just don't like, excuse me.
Well, it's got no hockey in it, so.
It's not just hockey.
You find him annoying?
No.
I love him.
I don't mind Larry David. I'm not a huge fan of Richard Kind. He's in it once in a while.
He's
isn't
in
he?
Some of them. He's one of the doctors.
He's
on
the guy
the show.
With the giant mouth, the big toe head and the giant mouth. Hmm. He sucks.
He plays a doctor once in a while.
And I don't like Richard Lewis.
No.
He's annoying as fuck.
Very.
I don't like
when Ted Danson's on it because he's... tries too hard.
You like his wife, though, Mary Steen.
Burgeon. Yeah, yeah, she's good. Yeah. She was in The Proposal. She was good. The mom. But, but I think Larry David's funny. I love, what's her name? The wife.
Susie?
No, the wife. Larry's Susie? Ex-wife.
Oh, Cheryl Hines?
Yeah.
Cheryl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think she's great.
You know who I love? I think I love Jeff's wife, Susie. The crazy, crazy lady.
Talk about
her. She's so mean.
Yeah.
She's so mean.
The controversial one that Barbara and I like and Greg's not a fan of.
Which one's that?
One Miss Wanda Sykes.
I love her. Absolutely love her. Oh, my God.
I used to be like Greg, and now she's won me over.
Oh, my God. She is just, I love her. I think she's hilarious.
I think she'd be hysterical to like hang out with for a night.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
She's a stereotype. That's the problem.
Stereotype
not really.
Of what?
An angry black woman.
You think?
Yeah. It's just, she's not funny at all.
I don't know.
Do you ever watch the Julia Louis-Dreyfus show there?
No.
She's good in that.
Yeah, that's
playing
done, though.
And then she has her own talk show that's pretty funny that's on Saturday nights.
Right. I've seen one episode
of
that.
And she was hilarious in Curb Your Enthusiasm as Cheryl's friend.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think she ruined the show.
Wow, that's harsh. That's real.
What about
she ruined it worse than
the Black family?
They were awesome.
They were. I loved the Christmas card.
Who's the guy? BJ Smoove plays. Who's the main guy? The ball guy.
The main Black dude.
Yeah. And
I don't mean Black as in he's Black. I mean Black as in that's the name of his family.
Right. Yeah. Wasn't he the guy that? Isn't that why they had to live? Oh, they were from New Orleans, right?
Yeah, they relocated because of the hurricane.
Yeah,
but who's the guy? What's his name in the show? I think BJ Smoove is the actor.
Do you remember his name?
I don't remember his name.
He's funny. He's a freaking riot.
He is really funny. Yeah, he's hilarious. Good.
But it's an entertaining show. I just never really got into it like episode to episode. But if it's on.
I actually skipped a few seasons for a while and then jumped in, and it was like I had never left. Yeah. Well, except for the fact that Larry got divorced from Cheryl. I was a little confused why he was living with this big family in his house and someone's dying of cancer, yet, you know, it was, he saw it as his way out. That was funny.
Yeah.
God. So, anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Woo-wee. All right, so where were we?
Well, we pretty much talked about Halloween.
Right. It's a special Halloween
and
episode.
And my house being haunted and that getting my house painted.
Yeah. Spawned it.
Has pissed them off.
Right. Speaking of Halloween, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was trying to find, I know it's limited because on Netflix streaming, they don't have every single disc, but I've seen a couple of scary movies this past week or so. I haven't seen a lot in the last few years, but every Halloween, I'm always like, oh, I want to find a really good scary movie and, you know, sit down with a couple of them and, you know, just watch a few scary movies, Halloween week and all that, get into the spirit. So I couldn't find many. Like, I was looking on Netflix. I'm like, yeah, this one looks good. And they all had like 2 stars, 1 star. So, I mean, do you guys have any suggestions or even our listeners, if you guys have any great friggin' horror movies, what's so funny?
You said friggin'.
Yeah. Great friggin' horror movies. No, if you guys listening, if you have any good suggestions, post them up there. But what? Well, I have to get that in. So if we start discussing it.
Yeah.
But so let us know your movies. Give me a scary movie. I need one for this week or two. So psychological ones mostly, not the crazy rip roaring goring ones.
Oh, you prefer psychological movies?
Yeah, like movies like Saw and Hostel, where it's just like torture porn. Like it's not really scary. I don't think they're more like, oh, look at those great special effects, and it's more disgusting and disturbing than it is scary. So I'm looking for scary psychological.
Did you ever hear of a German movie called The Centipede?
No,
The Human Centipede.
It's called The Human Centipede. Have you heard about this movie?
Yeah,
it is twisted to the point where when I heard the story,
right,
it sounds horrible. Yep. It's this mad doctor, surgeon, abducts people and he creates a human centipede out of them by putting a person's head up the rear end of the person in front of them.
Right. And like sews them together.
And somehow fashions a way that the person whose head is up there can still breathe somehow. Like, I don't know how.
Yeah. Are they all still alive?
And they're all still alive. And he creates this human centipede. And then what happens is.
Wait a minute.
No, it's a German
movie. The person's head is up the other person's ass?
Yeah, he does.
How do you even get it up there?
I'm sure he like carves out his whole bowel system.
He's a surgeon, so he does this grotesque stuff. And then
that seems,
I guess, and then the psychological part came because they're sewn and it's like there's no undoing the surgery. It's not like they could be rescued and, you know, broken apart and then they're separate humans. Like he's totally modified their bodies and they can't survive any other way. And what happens, the psychological part is that if there were 3 people in the centipede, that the first person and the second person died, and the third person's in the middle. It's still alive.
Wait,
they can't see.
What? The first,
like, yeah, like the head and the tail, if you will.
Die, and the second and the middle one's alive.
It's like, yeah, so there's this person who's attached to two dead.
And they're dragging around two half, two dead half torsos. And
so I've never seen the movie. I heard about the movie, and that has to sound like one of the most disgusting movies ever, because it's just gross and mental and...
Yeah, that's really twisted.
Do you think you're going to watch it just to see
how
they pull it off?
In the right setting, I'd almost be tempted to perhaps... I wouldn't like say one night on my own, just go, let's see if the human centipede's on. You know, it definitely have to be in the right environment, and I definitely wouldn't have to, you know, I wouldn't be alone. It makes a racer head look like Dumbo. I mean, it's...
Right.
It's...
Yeah. That's a good... I've heard of it, and I know it's really fucked, but it's one of those things that I don't know if I need to see it. Not interesting.
Just kind of like, I've never seen that video. That
Two Girls,
famous,
One Cup.
Yeah, I've never seen it, never need to.
High five.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Greg and Andy used to try to get me to watch it all the time.
Just don't... And plus, it's actually fake, right? It wasn't real.
I believe so.
Oh, is it fake?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not... Whatever it is, it's not...
Right.
Are you sure about that, though?
Well, what I did do is I did Google a little to see what... Because I heard people refer to this thing.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to know what it was about, since it was like this shocking thing. And it was a Wikipedia article, I think, and it was...
So you know it's true.
Yeah, and it just said that actually it talked about the original video.
Right.
And it talked about that it actually was not real human biological substances used.
What was used then?
I don't know. Obviously, pudding. It's some food. It was food. It was some kind of a food.
Manco curry.
That would work.
But even if it was food, it was still placed inside a person who then evacuated it onto another person. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, she didn't see
it. I don't know the details.
Oh.
Came out her bum.
Yeah, do you want to know
the food
details?
Came out her bum?
Into the other
Or was
girl's
that special
mouth.
Effects?
Well, that's, yeah, good point.
Don't be under the misapprehension that this is like a big budget film. It's shot on a camcorder in some...
Isn't it only like 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Long or something?
Yeah.
It's not like a feature film.
Yeah. I don't need to see it.
No. You sure?
No.
What, do you have it saved?
No, but I mean, we could probably try.
No,
and
but I've
find
seen
it.
Things like little YouTube clips, like the reaction of like, it was actually a cat. It's like Kitty watches Two Girls, One Cup, and it's this cat, and you see the cat's face, and it's watching the, you know, the TV, and then it's like, roar.
No, yeah, that's that cat video is just a cat video of whatever, but it's all over the place, and people make up, like the comment on it. Like, I saw the same video, but it was like, you know, it was like OMG cat. It's OMG cat. If you look up OMG cat.
Yeah.
But it's really funny because it's like a 30-second clip of this cat that slowly becomes more and more what appears to be like shocked, and its eyes wide open, and its mouth like opens up, and its jaw drops like a It's a friggin' hysterical
video.
Funny. It's very funny.
I'd like to
Maybe
watch
we can link that.
Kitty videos.
I guess so.
I do.
He loves kitties.
I love kitties. Oh, furry.
Yeah, I like kitties. Scary movies. Maps.
Warm kitty. Little ball of
Indian
fur.
Food.
Right.
My name's Ed.
Yep. Jesus. So don't need to watch The Human Centipede or Two Girls, One Cup. That's not the kind of scary I'm looking for on Halloween. I'm looking for...
More like the Sixth Sense type of scary?
I mean, in that vein. You know what I mean? Like, where you watch it, if you watch that movie at like 11 o'clock at night, you'd stay up until like dawn so you didn't have to go to bed. That's kind of scary. Like, you're just thinking about it.
Well, what is the most scared you've ever been after watching a movie?
I don't know. I was thinking about that earlier, and... That's a good question. I mean, I remember Jaws, but I was only 5. I thought Jaws was going to come out of the sink when I brushed my teeth.
You probably would have been 6, I think.
Maybe 6. Yeah. 76? I thought it was 75 it came out.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
But anyway, 5 or 6, ridiculous. I mean, doesn't matter.
I think I'm going to have to go... back a little further to The Exorcist.
Yeah.
I think that I couldn't sleep for weeks, maybe months after that.
Right.
That was mine. Yeah. And I saw it when I was older, too. It was like, you know how back then, before, like, it was before VCRs were common and they'd re-release movies after so many years back in the theater. Right. So I saw it in a theater, and I probably saw it in, I want to say, like 1982 or 81, something like that.
Right.
And we were freaked out. I mean, freaked out. And we went to a place to get a drink after, and we talked about it, and one of the friends I saw it with actually is a devout Catholic who believes in the Antichrist and in possession, and really, really, and she was talking about it very logically, and that was freaking me out because it was giving credence to it, and I...
What do you mean logically? Like, she was speaking of it logically, as if it could really happen?
Yeah, like, you know, that this happens, that, you know, the devil does possess people's souls.
Oh,
and
Jesus, yeah.
That it's a Catholic, it's actually a Catholic thing.
I know.
They do exorcisms.
I know. It's ridiculous.
And, you know, and she talks about it like, oh, yeah, well, you know, and I was just like, and she was talking about different exorcisms in the past. Of like, oh, well, there was a case in Baltimore, Maryland, where blah, right. blah, 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 and another case in Belgium where blah, 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 and I'm like, whoa, because I first,
Yeah, but again, it's, all right, yep, never mind. I was just going to say, it's one of those things where, like, if the person is just, like, really twisted or really deranged, not your friend, but the people that are the subject of these exorcisms, and then they're really disturbed, and they're... agitated, and then a priest comes in and starts screaming Latin and throwing shit on her and doing
that'll
some sort of
down.
Ritual. Yeah, that'll really calm her down. You know what I mean?
They're gonna just.
And then I don't know. It's just again.
Well, think about in the olden days, and I mean going way back. No one understood mental illness, and so if someone had multiple personality disorder, or if someone was schizophrenic, or you know whatever, you know, catatonic. I mean, they all blamed it on. A demon,
sure.
or you know, Joan of Arc, hearing voices. Like now, if someone said they heard voices, you'd consider it a mental illness. Instead, they're like, "Oh, God, speaking to her."
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I think part of the problem is none of that stuff is ever like really able to be scientifically verified. You know what I mean? It's always a story, or it's always secondhand.
Right.
No one's ever brought in a team of scientists and had them just go to town and verify one of these things.
Right.
Not that I've ever heard of.
Right. But again, that's the convenience of it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That's like the same thing with these people that can read spirits and or talk to spirits and all that stuff. You know, it's the religious leaders and these people, the people in the religious in power of these religions. That can say for say whether or not, oh yes, this child is possessed, and the people, not being the religious leaders, are gonna believe them because that's who they have their faith in. And if the priest comes in and says, oh yeah, this child has been taken by a demon, we have to do this and that, I'll be all too happy to set up the appointment, you know.
It doesn't mean that it isn't a scary story, though.
No, I agree.
And I think the visual effects, like back then, of Reagan coming up off the bed,
right.
that freaked me out because it was so like the room, everyone just stood there and her body just slowly rose.
Right.
At the time, it was quite well done, special effect. I mean, now you look at it and it's pretty laughable. But the story itself is quite...
But the voice, when she, you know, the famous line.
Right.
And that, you know, that voice.
Right. Linda Blair, right?
Yeah.
She's just.
And, you know, I read somewhere that she never, that movie, being in that movie really affected her. She was never quite the same afterwards.
Oh, really?
A little bit wacky?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Was she the teenage alcoholic in that ABC After School special? I think she was.
She
never played like the happy-go-lucky person. She always played...
She was in one of those women in prison films, too.
Yeah.
Exploitation films.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Women in prison films?
Yeah, yeah. You're not familiar with that genre?
It's a whole genre.
Is it really?
It really is. Channel 56 used to show them all the time. They did.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's pretty,
who was the dude? Oh, no, that was Channel 38. The guy that used to do the movie Zone or whatever it was.
Oh.
Who the hell was that? I don't know. But
no
anyway.
Idea.
But so Channel 56 was big on the women in prison movies,
yeah.
The genre.
Yeah. Like late night.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, hey now.
Well, it's not, you don't want your kids tuning into like Creature Double Feature. I mean, in the, you know, afternoon was for that stuff, Godzilla and whatever. And
yeah. Mechadon. Mecha Godzilla. Oh my God, that's funny.
Yep.
I don't know. That's a terrible genre. Movies.
It's somewhat limited.
But there was another Exorcist movie that just came out, not called The Exorcist, but it was like the something something of
Exorcism
some
of Emily Rose.
Yeah,
the girl I saw in the barn that. That
was that creepy?
That was very scary.
Yeah.
That was also very scary, and Laura Linney was in that movie playing a lawyer. Because what happened was the parents were charged with child abuse. It's based on a true story, but it was based conveniently on a story that happened in Eastern Europe, but the setting was Washington, D.C. or somewhere outside, maybe Baltimore. And what it was, the girl went to college and strange things started, and she was probably schizophrenic, but they thought she was possessed, blah, blah, blah. She would be woken up at like 3:13 every morning. Like certain weird stuff would happen. She'd get dragged out of her bed. Sound familiar? Like, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she would awake.
Familiar. Yeah,
And she'd awake to like dishes breaking and all that. And then the parents were very, very religious. She was the first person in her family to go to college or anything.
Yeah.
So they weren't really, and they were very devout. And they hired a priest, and the girl ended up dying during the exorcism, and they were charged with child abuse. So Laura Linney's character was hired to try and prove or make it so you couldn't disprove what they did was in, you know, that she was exorcised. And it starts with Laura Linney being a doubter.
Right.
And then being freaked out at the end, like starting to believe it herself.
Uh-huh.
But it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I read about that, the real case. I think she starved to death or something.
They d- yeah.
Because of whatever.
Yeah. So,
that might be, I mean, it could be a good one.
It's pretty good.
But I think part of the problem is, now that I'm older, I've seen so many movies that you kind of have a different point of view on them, regardless of the genre of movie, whether it's a horror movie or a drama or like an action movie, because you're just so used to seeing special effects and you've seen many storylines done three different ways or 100 different ways. And so you can watch a movie and realize that this is all just fake. So it doesn't hit you as much as it did, like, say, when you were a teenager, like Nightmare on Elm Street. It was like 84.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was scary. And Friday the 13th and all those movies came out that when I was a teenager were petrifying, you know, Halloween, all that stuff. And it was just, they were scary. But now that I've had the time to watch movies over and over and over again, or, you know, similar movies, you can break them down in your head and they're not as effective on you. Almost like a drug, you know.
You get immune.
You get immune to it because you can reason, you can rationalize it, and they're just not as, you know, not as scary. So that's why I need a really good scary movie.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I understand what you're saying, but I find that, again, still, in the dead of night when I'm in bed, I find that that stuff gets to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it can.
You know what else scares me is, like, murder, like, things that don't involve supernatural or anything, you know? Things like, there was a movie called Deceived. It's old. It's from the 80s, I think, or maybe early 90s. Goldie Hawn's in it. And she's married to a guy who's, and weird stuff starts happening. And no one believes her. And then there's one scene, and it's very frightening. And this is like all, you know, you could imagine this really happening to someone, marrying someone who is living a double life.
Right.
And there was just this one scene where she lives in an apartment in New York, and she's doing the dishes, and then there's a face that's just in the window, and it makes you jump. Do
yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Freaky.
It's like that kind of shock value. And it was just like a human, not like a ghoul. It was, you know, like just someone watching her.
Right.
So it was a real person.
Yeah.
And
I think we kind of, well, last night we had a scary movie discussion. One of the things we talked about is what I find scary is when you're watching the people in the movie and they don't know what's going to happen to them. Like, they don't know they're being watched, but you know they're being watched.
Right.
Like, and then I think of myself in my home and it's like, oh my God, could someone be watching me and I don't know it?
Yes.
That's effective. Find those things scary. Yeah.
Right. Like, you watch there'll be a bunch of people sitting at a table and some in a movie, and there'll be like a spirit that comes through or whatever, or something happens and they don't react to it, but you've seen it. So you know it's there, but they are totally unaware that it's there, laughing, joking, having a regular conversation or whatever it is. And you're frightened for them.
Get out of the house!
Yeah, you're frightened for them. Like, that's that's effective. But like the movies that rely on simple startling, like, yeah, because we were talking about this, but it's like, you know, someone's doing whatever and then all of a sudden, bam, you know, someone jumps out of a closet and they have the music that goes along with it. You're startled and your heart races for a good half a minute to a minute, but it's not, that's not really scary. Mm. You know, it doesn't last. It just was a quick startle and then you're done. And then it's like, it doesn't carry with you. It's like, oh man. Well, I guess you could go home and you'd be like, is someone going to jump out of my closet? But it doesn't have staying power is what I think.
There was a really bad movie I watched on Lifetime television. And, it was kind of surprising that it wasn't a good movie on Lifetime.
Yeah, go figure. I mean, that's chock full of
Oscar winners. But it was about this, it was a murder. And what happened was this woman got murdered because this guy watched her, knew her habits, knew when she took her dog out. While she was out walking the dog, he went into her house and he hid in the shower. And then when she came into the bathroom, that's how he got her.
Wow.
And killed her. And it was really creepy because he killed her. And then he did the same MO to another lady, like down the street.
Wait,
killed
the
her.
Man was the bad person?
The guy who hid in the shower.
That's a shock on Lifetime.
Yeah. No, but listen to what he did.
Never would have guessed that.
He decapitated each of the women and sewed the opposite heads on the bodies. And the fact that he decapitated them and like did that was supposed to be like, oh my God.
Right.
No, it was the fact that, oh my God, he was standing in her shower. Like that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Because once they're dead, I mean, it just shows he's warped, but
right. And it's like,
once you're dead, yeah. You're not going to, whatever.
But you know, it was so macabre.
Yeah. So. Jesus.
But that movie freaked me out.
Yeah.
And I was like,
most Lifetime movies freak me out. Lifetime, a.k.a. the man bashing channel. It's brutal.
Everyone's an alcoholic, having an affair.
Yeah.
Has a disease.
It's like the perfect man, and it's like, you know, what, like the stranger beside you.
Do you ever see the movie The Stepfather?
No.
The original one with Terry O'Quinn?
No.
Ooh. Oh, because they made a remake of The Stepfather, but the original Stepfather.
Not good.
It was like a Lifetime television movie.
All right.
And he had everyone fooled.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Me either.
Watch that. There you go. There's a suggestion.
Yeah, thanks. I'd rather watch Paranormal Activity again.
Watch Deceived. No joke. Yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah, all right.
And there's some humor in it too, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a young Goldie Hawn.
Mm-hmm.
Just cute.
All right.
All right.
Anyway.
What are you looking at the clock?
I see by the old clock on the monitor that we've just about out of time. Giving you an extra 10 minutes in our special Halloween special. A special Halloween special. So yeah, about time to wrap it up, you think?
I think so.
Barbara, any more gripping tales of horror?
No.
All right. So that's it then for episode 3, season 4. Goodbye from myself, Edward.
And me, Greg.
And me, Boobara.
Hey now.
I know that came out not the way I meant it to come out.
Well, if anyone's going to be called that. All right then.
A boob and two knobs.
two knobs, a boob, and a pizza shop. Hey. All right, we're done for episode 3. We'll be back in episode 4 in a few weeks. Happy Halloween, everybody.